From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. Earlier in the week, Iran tested a ballistic missile. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not immediately considering increasing troops in the Middle East in response to what he called Iran's misbehavior, but warned that Washington and the world cannot ignore Iran's actions. These new sanctions follow a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. U.S. military official says a U.S. Navy destroyer patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. Ship arrived off southwestern Yemen to conduct what is called presence operations. The U.S. military had a plan to move a ship into the area soon, but it was accelerated due to a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate on Monday in the Red Sea that killed two crew members. Republican-led U.S. Congress has taken one of its first steps toward fulfilling a promise to roll back Obama administration regulations. They passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and foreign governments. This is